Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Pastor Overseer Sadie Elliott. Glad you have stopped by the show today. I see we have a caller on the air, and we give God praise for her and all those that will be coming on. Today we have an exciting topic that we're going to talk about today that we find going on in the world today, especially in our organizations and our churches. But we're going to talk a little bit about it today. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning to lift up the name of Jesus. We come giving you the praise, giving you the honor, because it's not about us, it's all about you. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for the broadcast. Thank you for those that's coming on to hear me, Father. We give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, today, our broadcast title is Jealousy and Christian Service. You know, when we think about jealousy, it has so many facets of it. You know, jealousy is a consequence of self-centeredness. When you are interested and sold in your own little world of service, while spontaneously envying the success of others, your vision becomes limited and restricted. Your service is no longer a source of satisfaction to you. And if you persist in your jealousy, it eventually weakens your spiritual life, until you no longer experience God as a reality. You know, the most basic way of conquering jealousy in your Christian service is to allow the Holy Spirit to take possession of your life. You know, the practical manifestation of this experience will encourage you to serve others in sincerity. To overcome jealousy, you should take control of your thoughts and allow the Holy Spirit to renew your mind. Be sincere in your delight over the success and achievement of others. You know, when we know of someone that have achieved something, let's be happy for them. Let's rally on them. Don't be jealous of them, because just like God blessed them, He'll bless you also. You know, unfortunately, jealousy is a common sin among Christians. Workers, is it often concealed in religious, somatic, and clever phrasing. But where competitive exists in a church or a Christian organization, the results quickly become evident. And once these results become apparently in church organizations, the testimony of the body of Christ is weakened and undermined. You know, the most basic way of conquering jealousy in your Christian service is to allow the Holy Spirit to take possession. As I was saying earlier, to overcome jealousy, you should take control of your thoughts and allow the Holy Spirit to renew your mind. You know, it may not be easy initiative. You may even feel like a hypocrite. But as your awareness of the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life increases, you will experience a wonderful feeling of liberation. Then you will be able to inspire others to achieve their full potential in Christ. You know, I came from a verse in Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 24th verse, all the way down. You can go from the 19th to the 25th for those that would like to read it later on. And it's telling you a lot. Let me read a little bit for those that may be listening in that may not have their Bibles open to that. And let us not consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the days approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sin. And you can read the rest of it at your leisure time. But, you know, when you think about the Holy Spirit, you will be able to inspire others to achieve their full potential in Christ. While you are ministering to others, talking with others, you can let them know what does say the Lord. It's not that you know more than them or vice versa, but it's just doing what God have called you to do. You know, jealousy is one of the hardest moments and emotions to control in our everyday life. And you say, well, how can we put an end to envy? Overcoming dangerous emotions and everything. You know, jealousy can involve any combination of things, not just in the church, not just in your organization. It may be jealousy of someone's social, economic status, another country. Some people might be jealous because this person lived in that country and they did this and they did that. You'll be surprised. Prosperity. A lot of people like prosperity comes in between jealousy. Someone's ability. Someone may have an ability to do this or someone have an ability to do that, but we shouldn't be jealous. We should rally with them. Thank God for what they have because he gives everyone everything to us generously. Family and loved ones. You know, you come through, you have family members is jealous of another family member. Why is that? I know a lot of you say, well, we was raised together. Why are you jealous of me and why I'm jealous of you? God made both of us. He gave you a gift. He gave me a gift. Or he gave me a talent, gave you a talent. We don't have to be jealous of one another. And you find that in families and loved ones. Possession. You'd be surprised how many people stop talking to you because you got a new house, a new job, a new car. Just possession things that can disappear with a twinkling of an eye. I'm talking about jealousy today. Expensive new gadget. Somebody is all upset because you got a brand new, I'm looking at stuff now here in my house, but just say you have a brand new mixer, KitchenAid. Somebody coming, oh, I've been wanting one of those. They can't stand to see you with it. You using yours, but they can't even bake, don't even cook. So why would they go get in debt just for jealousy to say they got one? Fame. Some people figure if you're not on top of the world, you know, they want to be jealous of you just because you say you got a song and someone asks you to sing a song. Somebody sitting there in the pew or on the seat or somewhere jealous because your voice sounds different than they. Well, everybody, God give all of us something. So we don't need to be jealous of anything. Money. Oh, my. You know, it's people jealous because you got 10 cents more than them. And they start speaking to you. They start acting cold with you. We're talking about jealousy today. It's not just in the church. It's around everywhere, around the world. Cars. Just because you got an old hoopty that's taking you to point A, B, C, and D. It's somebody that you done met or somebody that used to talk to you, used to call you, whatever. They don't call you. You used to could pick them up in your lap and now they're saying about what all you got, what all you do. We're talking about jealousy today. And we're just calling out some of these things that people get are jealous and Christian people they're jealous of for no reason at all. Ideas. You may come up with a good idea that can make millions or would help something or somebody. Because they didn't think of the idea, they all cross with you. They're acting silly. Not talking about boyfriend and girlfriend stuff. Not talk about wife and husband. So many people are jealous over immature things, relationship. You don't have to be jealous when God get ready for you to meet that Mr. Right or Miss Right. He'll put them in your path. You don't have to be jealous of no one. Intelligence, recognition. You know, some people, they can't go by. If you didn't recognize them, say, I'll give you an example. Give a big program at a church or at a function, and you didn't get recognized. Don't get all bent out of shape because your name wasn't called. Don't get all jealous because that person got accolades at that time. You don't know what God got for you further down the road or right that same day. Don't let jealousy break up a good friendship. Don't let jealousy separate you and your family. your entire life of anything on jealousy. You know, the spiritual danger in jealousy is clearly evidenced in the page of the Bible. You know, the 10th commandment tells you, you shall not covet, including the concept of jealousy. Jealousy can be a form of covetousness. Hebrews 13:5 states, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm happy when someone gets something, I'm tickled pink. No matter if it's a job, if it's a car, if it's a relationship, a new house, I'm happy for that person. Because just like God gave it to them, if it's something that I need, all I got to do is ask God for it. And if it's for me to have, he give it to me. If he tell me to wait, I got to wait. If he tell me not now, it's not now. If he tell me, you already got that, so why do you want something else and you already got it? You know, we as people find people that are so jealous. You know, in jealousy, there is more self-neighboring love in jealousy. So we have to really pay attention to that. You know, we say, Holy Jesus, through your matter, Holy Spirit, I am glorious and liberated from all forms of jealousy. For this, I sincerely thank you. We have to go to God in prayer. And when we know we have all these tendencies, what do? We go to God, pray about it, say, God, I don't want to have this within me. I want to be able to move on. I don't want to be able to be heartbroken or envy of what somebody else got. Because if that's what you want me to have, you'll give it to me in your own time. And, you know, the verse brings up other dangers related to covetousness, discontent, and lack of thankfulness. We have so many people now in the world that is discontented. We find a lot of them lack of not thanking God for what they have. You worrying about getting something that you really don't need. So why go out there and be jealous? You're going to suffer the consequence as Christian. When we turn to him, God is our provider. And he gives us what we need. Jealousy, in essence, says, what God has given me is not enough. That's what you're saying. But God has given you everything you needed. There is nothing wrong with asking God for things we need and want in prayer. But we should ask with the firm belief that God knows exactly what we need and want and will provide for us according to his will, not our will, but his will. You know, jealousy can turn life into a competition about who has the best, is the best, and show off the most. You know, this attitude pleases the gods of this world, which is Satan, but not the true God. We don't have to try to make brownie punch with nobody. We don't have to try to make people think we this and that and, you know, as their little cliche say, a bag of chips and all that. Just be yourself. Just be who God created you to be. He'll give you what he needs in your time. He's going to train you. He's going to perfect you. He's going to put you where you need to be. We all had to go through a process. We all going still through a process. We haven't attained. We haven't arrived. We still going through what God would want us to go through. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote over in 1 Timothy 6:8, and having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. He was emphasizing that throughout this chapter. Jealousies continue whispering to us, God's gifts are not good enough. Why aren't they? You need or deserve, should have whatever you want in this life. Whatever thing you want in this life don't mean it's good for you. You may have it, you may get it. And maintaining it and keeping it is two different things. If it's something God don't want you to have, why would you worry about going and get it? You know, be content with having your needs met in this life. That can go a long way in remembering that this life is temporal and the kingdom of God is coming. Therefore, jealousy hinders the fruit of faithfulness and goodness. So let's make a change today. You know, you say, well, how can I overcome jealousy? I'm glad you asked. We first gonna identify the cause of jealous thinking. You know, why am I not happy with my situation? Think about it. What makes me think that if I receive what I'm jealous about, things would be much better? No, wrong, Bob, as they say. No. Are these things I see on TV that give me jealousy thoughts? Just put them out your mind. Say, flesh die. Because everything I see on the TV, on the radio, in the department stores and everywhere, I don't need it. It might look cute on that mannequin. It may look cute on somebody else. But that means it look cute on you or it fits you. Then plus, why do you need it? That's something you getting, just spending money on it, spinning your wheel for something you didn't need. You know, again, remember that God wants to bless us and give us wonderful gifts, but only gifts that won't be harmful for us. All good gifts come from God. You'll find that in James 1 and 17. So gifts that are going to be negative to our lives must come from someone else. You know, a general rule of thumb when dealing with jealousy is that realistically, the majority of the time it involves want rather than needs. So let's analyze the jealous thoughts. You know, some people have jealous thoughts that you don't even know unless the Lord give you discernment sometime that you can pick it up. But jealous thoughts are usually easy to identify. But sometimes they can sneak right past our brain senses and develop into a feeling of envy without even knowing what happened. You know, write down the various thoughts you experienced so you can analyze them. I can't live without having this. Yes, you can. He'll brought you this far. You didn't need a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 car with a 20th. $25,000, $28,000 would be the same thing that $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, you in debt longer, something happened, they have to pick it up, and then you're talking about, oh, my car, oh, my truck, oh, my motor scooter, oh, my motorcycle. I'm just using those different things for example. You know, a lot of people is in the world today, unhappy people, because they figure they couldn't live without. They had to have this $2, $3, $4, $5 million house with nobody in it but them, and they're scuffling every day. How are they going to pay for that house? We're talking about jealousy. Don't be jealous because somebody else down the street got something you don't have. You don't know how that person went about getting it. You don't know what sacrifices they made, and you just don't know what favor God may have on their life. So don't be jealous. Don't be envy, Christian. Let's thank God for what he has given to each one of us. And when you thanking him and showing you he thank you, you increasing what you got, and then he can go ahead and bless you. You know, why do I always struggle for things which those people just get them for free? And then you said in your fine like mine, that's not fair. I should have them. They may have got them free, but somewhere along the way, God has saw their faithfulness on whatever they were doing. So when it came upon the time for them to be blessed, that may be the way God blessed them. So don't be jealous. You know, is it fair to think that we need certain worldly things to be happy or to have our needs met? You know, when you think about it, is it fair to want what a person who is sinful has gained? You know, a lot of people say they're not even serving the Lord, and they get everything. Well, they can't take it with them, and they're not going to be happy with it. But what God give you, you will be content. You will be happy. You won't have to worry about God taking this from you and taking that from you because you've gotten it the right way. They may not have gotten it the right way. You know, you say, is it fair to think our knowledge of what we need supersedes the knowledge of what the Creator of the universe knows we need? You'll find that Matthew 6 and 8. Tell us that God knows the things you have need of before you ask him. He does. He knows the strain on our head. He know every hair we lost this morning. When we combed our hair, brushed our hair, that came out in the brush, came out in the comb. He know everything, every minute detail of our life. He know it. So we don't need to be jealous of nobody, of nothing. We just need to serve the Lord. And as Christian servants, we don't need to be jealous of others just because they have something. Tell God you thank him for blessing them. Tell them you appreciate it. You know, don't get jealous. You say, well, is it fair to think that a want is a need? You know, a lot of people want. But is it a need? I think about myself. I get my own because I like to brag and talk about myself. When I know I had to go through certain things myself before I could bring it to you. It wasn't jealousy. I had in my head, I needed me a bedroom set. I'm giving you this example. I wasn't jealous. Every time I looked in the newspaper, I saw these beautiful bedroom sets. On one hand, the left hand, I said, God, I want to come out of debt. On the right hand, I'm saying, oh, Lord, I sure love to have that bedroom set, and I'm looking at the price. So he finally told me, okay, what do you want to do? Do you want to be out of the debt, or do you want to stay in debt? I had a choice to make. It wasn't that I was jealous of anybody, what they had, didn't know what they had, but I had to realize, is that a want or is that a need? That's why I give that example. It was a want. It wasn't a need. I have a bed to sleep in. Different little pieces in there. It may not be exactly what I thought I needed, but he showed me. This is holding this. This is holding that. Is it broke? No, Lord. Well, what's wrong with the color? Nothing, Lord. So what do you want? Is it a need or a want? It was a want. It wasn't a need. I just felt it was time for me to get another bedroom set. Nothing was wrong with the one I had. It was still taking care of my needs. Where I can get in it, go to sleep, wake up, go back to sleep in it. But I'm just showing you how things can happen in our life where we won't have to make a determination. Do we want that want, or do we ask God for the need? Are we being jealous of somebody else, of something they have, and God have already provided for us? You know, it's fair to desire something that we know and our heart will lead to sin or trouble. Sometimes you keep asking the Lord to replace things, give you this and give you that, and he's steadily telling you no, and you don't want to take no. But when the rubber meets the road, as they say, it can be challenging to grab hold of rational thoughts and show them into our brain to combat the irritation thoughts that have become comfortable. You know, we need to focus on thankfulness. Thank you, Lord, for what I have. Thank you for a table I can sit at. I can eat at, Lord. I thank you. I don't have to sit on the floor with my... I'm thankful, Lord. You know, my greatest possession is my knowledge of God's truth. I can't believe how blessed I am when so many people in the world don't have nearly as much as I do. Just look around you and see how blessed you are with your needs and some of your wants. Think of somebody else today that don't have what you have. So why are you jealous? Stop being jealous today. If we are open to the point of feeling others' negative emotions as anger or depression in combination with it, then we need drastic action in our life. We must remember to pray. As soon as the thought enters our mind, we must look at the light list of blessings we're written down. You know how God has blessed you already. You know what God has done for you. You know, and he's given us the desires of our heart today. He desires special gift from God. We don't want no any junk, but we thank God for what he's blessing us with. So we go on and give him the praise today. We give him the glory, and we need to in ministry with jealousy. It's so many people in ministry fighting with jealousy. One can play the piano, one can sing, one can play the keyboard, or one can do this, one can. Well, that might not be something God gave you to do at that particular time. So don't be envious today, audience, on nobody, on what they have. God said he will provide the need and give you some of your wants. So we don't have to be jealous of nobody if they can speak in tongues, if they prophesy, if they got a new home or whatever. Just like he gave that to them, if he wants you to have one and you desire one, you pray in that stuff. We don't have to go hitting nobody, throwing daggers and nothing else. We want people to be able to enjoy everything God has given them today. So today that was the broadcast on jealousy and Christian service. We want to be able to serve God right and true. We want to be able to come to him when we need something, not just want something. But he sees, and he will supply the need and give us something to want. So we don't have to be jealous against nobody. Today our three tag words was Christian, jealousy, and consequence. And we know sometimes we pay a big, hefty, consequent price on some things we done got hold of, we done latched up, and we asking God, take it back, Lord, take it back. And he telling you, no, you wanted it. You were praying 365 days for this. So here it is. Now what you going to do with it? So we got to be so careful when we want to be jealous of what somebody else have, what somebody else see, what somebody else is doing. Just be you. Just be who God called you to be. Just do what he say do. And we all will be better off. And as I always say, we have someone want to say something on our closing. Hold on. Caller, you are now on the air. Good morning.
Sadie, I'm glad to hear you talk on the message on jealousy today. Because, as you said, there is a lot of that in the church, but I thank God for the fact that you told us that we need to stand beside each other. The world is already against the work of the Lord. Why should Christians be fighting each other over what God has given another Christian to do? So I'm glad for this message today that those who are listening, and we've got those two listeners that are listening, that they take this message and carry it back to their church bodies, and they work on whatever needs to be done in their church body together. God said we are all one. You said the head can't work without the eyes. The eyes can't work without the brain, and so forth. So as a body of Christ, we have to stop being jealous of one another, because whatever God gave somebody to do, it was to edify the church. So I thank you for this message on not being jealous of one another today. Have a blessed
Amen.
Day.
Amen. Well, thank you, caller, for calling in. Thank you so much. We give God the praise because, you know, we find that on the job, in churches. Friends will stop talking with each other. And, you know, and it's no sense. And you, 2 or 3 years later, they'll say, well, what happened? Or well, why did we stop speaking? Or why did we stop communicating? And you had let jealousy slip in. And, you know, you lose a good friendship because you go to, you know, listening to what other people say. So, but when other people are talking, they're knocking you out your blessing, because your blessing is right around the corner, and you walked away from it. You stepped back.
Amen.
But thank you so much for coming on today and giving your synopsis of that. And I know some, 2 or 3 people was listening, or they'll listen later on in the archive. Well, y'all know my little cliche is not from the Bible. If I had the tentacle was an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love y'all. And I want each and every one of you all to have a wonderful and a beautiful day in the Lord today. And for sure, the weekend. And my sister, when you have a few minutes this morning, would you give me a call? I want to talk to you. Amen, 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 amen. Yeah, we
amen.
Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Today.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for those that came on, those that's listening in the archive, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for what you're teaching us each and every day about ourselves, dear Heavenly Father, that we can pass on to others, dear Heavenly Father. We come to give you praise today. We come to give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
Well, have a wonderful day, my sister, and everyone that came in and listened today. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Amen.
in the Lord. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye.